This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday, and you know what time it is. This week, my Silicon Valley guest is Harry Campbell. He drives for Uber, Lyft, and Sidecar, and he blogs about it as the rideshare guy. Harry, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from this week's tech news?
I was born ready.
All right. I got a number for you. 6.5 pounds of crystal meth.
Let's see. Is that the number that's imported to the U.S. on an hourly basis?
That's actually a very good guess, and it does have to do with importing to the U.S. This week, a drone carrying 6.5 pounds of crystal meth across the U.S.-Mexico border crashed in Tijuana. All right, you got something for me?
600 million users.
Is the number of WhatsApp users who are finally going to get to use WhatsApp on their desktop, thanks to Microsoft.
All right, bingo. You've played this game before, haven't you?
Did I get it right?
That is correct.
All right, I got another number for you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
2.6 million tweets.
During the State of the Union?
Well played, sir. Did you watch and or tweet about the State of the Union address?
I didn't tweet about it, but I think I listened to the end on the radio.
Do you do a lot of radio listening as you do some of your driving?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I tell a lot of the drivers, you know, that I talk to on my site. I mean, I even write articles about how drivers, you know, need to think about music as a part of their overall driving strategy and providing riders with a good ride, you know, whether it's letting them pick the music or even having an aux cable available so that they can pick music.
Harry, you got another number for me?
I've got one more number for you. $1.6 billion.
Oh, you know what? I think I know this one. Uber raised $1.6 billion in, like, it's not normal funding. It's like debt.
It's a term I've actually never heard. It was convertible debt, which basically will give them a discount when Uber eventually does their IPO.
Even though you are an Uber driver, are you scared that one day we're all going to be like drinking Uber milk?
Well, I do have a deep down conspiracy theory that Uber is trying to take over the world.
We shall see. Harry Campbell blogs as the rideshare guy. In his spare time, he drives for Lyft, Uber, and Sidecar. Harry, thank you very much for playing along.
Thanks for having me.